A couple of Wisconsin lawmakers are looking for support on the photo ID bill. Representative Jeff Stone is reintroducing for second passage the joint resolution that would allow for a change in the Constitution to require photo ID in order to vote in Wisconsin. The Greendale Republican says lawmakers need to listen to their constituents.
The vast majority of people, 75% to 80%, believe that this is a reasonable requirement that we should have in our state. So I think it's Republicans and Democrats and Independents think this is something that would be good for our election system.
Stone says on the first day they circulated the legislation, they got about 17 co-sponsors in the Assembly and the Senate. The opposition is concerned that the poor and elderly would be disenfranchised. But Stone says there are provisions that would make IDs available for anyone who cannot afford one.
You know, actually, constitutionally, it's necessary to provide an ID to anyone who can't afford it. You can't have a poll tax. You can't have a cost associated with voting. And so, obviously, we would address those concerns.
The photo ID bill has already passed through the full legislature last session, but it'll have a tougher time this go-around, especially in the Senate, where the Democrats gained the majority. When and if it passes both houses of the legislature, the measure will go to the people of the state, who will have the final word. Co-sponsor Senator Joe Liepom says Wisconsinites will have the power to restore confidence and integrity in Wisconsin's election system. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.